58 years ago, Winston Churchill warned the world about an Iron Curtain. He did so in a speech at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri. 4 days ago, Vice President Cheney spoke at that same college. There he attacked the national security record of the Democratic presidential challenger, John Kerry. Well, today it was Kerry's turn to speak in the historic gymnasium in Fulton. NPR's David Wellna reports.
World War II had been over less than a year when Winston Churchill went with then-President Harry Truman to receive an honorary degree at Westminster College. He declared the U.S. stood at the pinnacle of world power. But Churchill also invoked an image at Westminster that would become an enduring symbol of the Cold War.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is no time for generalities, and I will venture to be precise. From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent.
Today, John Kerry used the same venue to deliver another dire warning.
This is a moment of truth in Iraq, not just for this administration, the country, the Iraqi people, but for the world. This may be our last chance to get it right.
Though he said this is not a time to shout or to blame, Kerry chided the Bush administration for mistakes in the occupation of Iraq. He cited a Pentagon study that finds a quarter of U.S. troops there were killed in unarmored vehicles because there were not enough armored ones to go around. Recent polls have shown considerable erosion in public support for the war, which continues a year after President Bush declared major combat operations were over. Still, Kerry continues to insist that the U.S. persevere there.
And we may have differences about how we went into Iraq, but we do not have the choice just to pick up and leave behind a failed state, a new haven for terrorists, a creator of instability in the region. I believe that failure, that just not staying the course, is not an option.
The key, Kerry insisted, is for the U.S. to remove the American face from the occupation by getting NATO, the UN, and other nations to participate.
Why would other nations join a cause that they did not support in the first place, particularly when they see what's happening? For one simple reason. It is in their profound self-interest. And the president needs to put that self-interest on the table and put it clearly before the world. That's what leadership is all about.
Kerry said he would support President Bush if he made such efforts. He clearly sought to strike a tone in contrast with the personal attacks leveled by Vice President Cheney in the same forum on Monday.
A senator from Massachusetts has given us ample grounds to doubt the judgment and the attitude he brings to bear on vital issues of national security.
Those comments from Cheney, who repeatedly mentioned Kerry by name, prompted a public rebuke from Westminster College's president, Fletch Lampkin, who objected to them as Kerry bashing. Kerry did not receive a similar scolding for what he said there today. David Wellna, NPR News.